McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love. Pippa and Jimmy.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the studio, Pippa.
Thank you, and you. Welcome.
Do you believe tomorrow is the last day of the working week?
Oh, gee, it's been a long week, hasn't it?
Oh, I got sucked in this week to the holiday spirit again.
How good.
Because I went to the Capital W, ended up splurging $100 on one of those soda stream machines yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Oh, gosh, my credit card ain't helped by that.
Oh, no. Have you tried it out yet?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, so you prefer sparkling water, water with bubbles, to just standard water.
Yeah, I had to watch a YouTube video on how to
Have an instruction manual with it.
It did, which I found after.
Who needs those? Who needs instruction manuals?
Excuse me, I'm a man if you haven't noticed.
Hey, congrats to Margot Robbie overnight.
Oh, yeah.
Nominated for an Academy Award. But you were saying you always think that Margot Robbie sounds like a 70-year-old woman.
I don't know why, but whenever you say her name, I picture an old lady in my head.
Like the old lady from Titanic.
Yeah,
In your head. Is it because her name's Margot?
I think so.
And that's an old lady's name?
Like my late Nana, rest in peace, her name was Nola.
Nola?
I think Nola and Margot are very similar names.
Yeah, old lady names.
Yeah.
So whenever you hear that name, just think, yeah, wrinkly.
Congratulations though to Margot. Stand by, another $500 on the line after seven.
Yes, fast 500. Guys, isn't it going off like a frog in a sock this week?
It is, but up next, your double pass to KidZoo. We're giving it away with Pippa and Jimmy's Summer Sizzlers right after Hayley Steinfeld. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Wednesday, the 24th of January. Good morning, everybody. Pippa and Jimmy on the air thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. And Pippa, now it's time for your top news headlines
somewhere
in the world.
Number one, our news headline is going out alone is apparently more common than you think.
Oh, explain.
Oh, well, according to a study by Open Table, which is like a program that you can use online to reserve, you know, book reservations at restaurants and things.
Yeah.
Apparently tables of one or parties of one have increased nationally in the US by 62%.
Oh, so people are just heading out for dinner on their own.
They're just taking themselves on a date.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Is this to places like Macca's or is this to like actual nice restaurants?
Actual nice restaurants.
Oh, I can't believe that.
I know.
I don't mind going out. If I pop out for lunch, I don't mind going out on my own, but I wouldn't get suited up and head out for dinner on my own.
Just on your sweet self?
No.
No. What about a movie on your own?
I've been known for doing the movie on my own.
Yeah, I do enjoy that.
In case I don't like it, I can walk out without offending anybody.
Yes, and you can just cry uncontrollably with no one judging you into your popcorn. Number two top news headline somewhere in the world. So a city in Holland, Rotterdam, is rolling out a new and very controversial program to help reduce shoplifting in their stores. So they've gone full Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if you don't look like you can afford to have purchased the item in the shop, they're going to bail you up and get you to show them proof of how you could afford to buy it.
Proof that you bought it. You know what I love about this story is I found it so weird that I just had to double check that it wasn't fake news first.
Yeah.
And I found multiple articles confirming, including a semi-reputable British newspaper, that they're actually going to do this. If you're walking down the street for Rolex, they may say, stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Please show me a receipt.
Yes.
Or I'll take that with me.
And if it costs you $12 in Bali, get out.
Oh.
You're done.
Do you think they'll let you keep the Bali knockoffs?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they'll confiscate them.
For being a knockoff.
It'd be a bit devo, wouldn't it?
Imagine if you had such a good knockoff pair of Ray-Bans that they confiscated them because they looked so real.
They looked so real.
So
God,
real.
You'd be dirty, wouldn't you? Number three, our top news headline somewhere in the world. A couple has had their wedding reception at KFC.
Oh, how good is that?
Thrifty, cost them under $175.
Well, do you reckon they just went, okay, give us 200 beaks of chicken and give us some cups and we'll just do the refill thing?
No, basically they transformed the KFC into like a restaurant style situation.
Oh.
So they decorated it with KFC coloured balloons, napkins, cups. The management and staff got fully on board with it.
Great.
And they just went all out. 40 guests, they were waited on hand and foot with sides, desserts, family-sized chairs.
Mm.
Imagine the potato and gravy you could get stuck into.
It would be a lot.
How good.
It would be a lot. You'd hope it'd come out quickly, though.
Yeah, you would.
I love the 12 herbs and spices, whatever they call those.
Oh, secret herbs and spices.
The secret ones.
And this couple, they weren't even sorry.
They weren't.
And their guests weren't even surprised.
Not even.
Oh, sounds about right for these two.
Well, you know what? If you're going to be thrifty and own it and do it like these guys.
You do you.
You do you. Those are your top news headlines
somewhere
in the world. Stand by. Beers, boobs and balls not too far away. But Demi Lovato, sorry, not sorry, on the air now. Good morning.
Go! Mugg Group family properties, house and land packages available now. Visit their display home.
Let's go!
10 questions.
60 seconds. $500 on the line.
Pippa and Jimmy's
Fast 500.
Craig is our contestant on the line this morning. Hi, Craig.
How you going?
Very well. You've pulled over on the side of the road on your way to work for your chance at $500. How you feeling?
I'm feeling nervous, actually.
You're feeling nervous, mate. Where is work? Where are you heading to?
Off to Arana Gardens.
Ah, fantastic.
Arana Gardens.
Shout out to anyone at Arana Gardens.
Yes. Now, Craig, you were saying you haven't heard us play this game before, so you're going a little bit blind. How's your trivia?
So,
okay. Well, we'll soon see how it is. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, Craig, you've got 60 seconds. There are 10 questions. Pass if you need. If you get all 10 correct, the $500 is yours. You ready to go?
Yep.
Okay. Craig, your time starts now. What day is it today?
Wednesday.
What TV channel is Married at First Sight on?
Channel 9.
Ian Thorpe is known for which sport?
Swimming.
What is the star sign for March 15?
Pisces?
Meant to Be is the new hit single by which artist?
Meant to Be. Pass.
Is the town of Batuta in New South Wales or Queensland?
What town was that?
Batuta.
Queensland.
Who is the mayor of Dubbo Regional Council?
Ben Shields.
Who won last night's Australian Open match between Rafael Nadal and Marin Cilic?
Cilic.
Which Nadal. Australian was nominated for a Best Actress Academy Award overnight?
Nicole Kidman? I have no idea.
Oh mate.
That is 9 out of 10.
You got 9.
You're kidding me.
No, mate. You got through the nine questions. You got everything right, except for Margot Robbie was the Australian nominated for the Academy Award.
Oh.
And, mate, also, Meant to Be is a new song by BB Rexha. We just played it on
that
the radio.
That was the last song we played before you came on.
Mate, you did.
Oh, well.
You did. You did super well.
You did. Well done, Craig. What we're going to do now is we're going to spin the wheel for you to give you a prize just for playing with us this morning and send you on your way with a little goodie.
Oh, that sounds great.
Let's have a look and see what the wheel lands on today.
Okay, we've landed on number 27.
27.
Okay, what have we got today? Here we go. We've got a supermarket gift voucher for you, mate.
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Oh, thanks for playing, Craig.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too, mate. Lauv, I Like Me Better right now on Hit 93.5. Your next chance to win with Pippa and Jimmy's Fast 500 tomorrow. Hit 93.5, old school Pink there with Raise Your Glass. Morning, everybody. We do it all thanks to McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington.
And joining us on the line now, he's currently on the side of the road on his way to Cobar, I think. It is our federal member for the electorate of parks, Mr. Mark Coulton. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Pippa. How are you?
Very well.
Morning, Mark. Hey, it's great to have you on the show for the first time. Welcome.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks, Jimmy. Actually, past Cobar, we're heading to Broken Hill. We've got a couple of days of activities out there, and then we'll be out there for Australia as well.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
So you must spend a bit of time on the road then, Mark, in your job.
We do. My length is just a smidgen under half in New South Wales. I think last year I spent the equivalent of 40-hour weeks with my hands on the steering wheel. So a lot of that is... You know, obviously, early mornings and night time. Last night when we got into Cobar at 7:30, The car said it was still 42 degrees, so it's warm out here at the moment.
So you'd be loving a car with cruise control then, wouldn't you?
Yeah, cruise control and air conditioning and a phone that works.
They're your best friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's amazing that this electorate that we're part of here in Dubbo as well and in parks does cover half of New South Wales. Where did you choose to spend your Christmas? Tell us a bit about that.
Well, we actually had Christmas in Sydney. Our two daughters live in Sydney, and one of those girls was on the verge of having a baby. She has since had that little girl, and she couldn't travel, so we had Christmas in Sydney with our daughters and their husbands, and we have another son who's actually gone back to university, and he's at Oxford doing his master's at the moment, so he was away, but the rest of us were all together.
Wow.
That's amazing. Is that your first grandchild, Mark?
It is, yeah.
Very exciting.
Congratulations.
What did you choose to have your name as a grandfather? Are you Granddad Poppy? What did you go with?
I'm actually Dar.
Nice. That's lovely.
Yeah, easy to remember.
Easy to remember.
And that's easy for a baby as well.
You'll probably be its first word.
Yeah. I'll be working on it. Don't worry about that.
Fantastic. Hey, Mark, we've got you on the show today because I would love to talk to you about the conversation that's happening around Australia at the moment, mainly launched by the Greens Party and GetUp over the past couple of weeks, about the date of Australia Day, the 26th of January.
It's a little bit controversial, Mark, and we wanted to get you on the show just to sort of get you to share your thoughts on this. And I guess first question we'd probably ask is, I mean, do you think that January 26th is the ideal date that we celebrate Australia Day?
Well, look, I think it is. I think there could have been numerous days, and we do have different days in Australia where we commemorate different things, obviously Anzac Day and Remembrance Day and things like that. But I can remember when I was a kid, Australia Day wasn't much at all. Over probably the last 30-odd years, it's grown into being quite a good national celebration. And part of my job for the last 10 years is, I've been to dozens and dozens of Australia Day ceremonies. And so I think the day is fine. I understand that there are some people who don't like the day. I know there's some people in Dubbo who don't like that day. But I think I think Australia Day is, pardon me, that day is certainly a period in time, and it can be a commemoration for some people who see it, as possibly an invasion. But it's also a significant day because it was the start of a different era for Australia, the modern era for Australia, and I think it's as good a day as any.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the government's position on this push by the Greens Party and GetUp to change the date?
Oh, look, I don't know that the government has a position other than that we are sticking with the 26th of January. I don't think we haven't actually had a discussion. This has probably happened over the Christmas break, but I have heard the Prime Minister say that he's committed to the day. I think talking to all my colleagues about this, none of my colleagues are saying that they want to change the date. I actually think, unfortunately, that the push for a lot of this from the Greens and others in the cities is more of a political push. A division, gets you on the media, and division is sometimes a way to lift your profile. But I represent, I think, after the Northern Territory, more Aboriginal people in Canberra than anyone else. And I'm much more focused on practical measures. And, I think we should be celebrating, at the senior campus last year, there was 58 Aboriginal kids did their HSC, the highest number in any school anywhere in Australia. And I think those great achievements and things that we can do looking forward are where we should be focusing rather than trying to languish, on something that happened over 200 years ago.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, do you get many people talking to you about this issue, or Indigenous people coming up to you and wanting to have a chat about it?
Not too many. An odd one, but it's interesting. Most of any of the emails I get are generally from out of the electorate. They'll be generated by GetUp or, someone that's on an email mailing list for some organisation, but not too many from within the electorate. I do know from speaking to people over the years that there are some people who don't like to celebrate Australia Day, but, you know, I think my personal feeling is that you can't change history, and there's a lot of people, you know, came to Australia as, you know, English, you know, children, and were treated very badly when they got here. You know, other people that have come from war-torn countries because they had no homes left. So, you know, a lot of people have a sad past and different reasons that find ourselves where we are. But I think Australia Day really is a time to be celebrating that we are a great nation, and we are inclusive. And most of the Australia Day services I go to, we have a welcome to country. Quite often we might have a cultural, you know, the local Indigenous dance group or something, and then finish it up with the citizenship ceremony for people who have just arrived in the country. So I think it's a little bit for everyone that we can celebrate.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Just in wrapping up quickly, Mark, what do you say to people who genuinely may feel hurt that Australia Day is celebrated on that day?
Yeah, look, I would be... do not want to dismiss their feelings. They're genuine feelings, and they have them for a reason. But my feeling is that the best way we can move on from the sins of the past are in practical measures. I think changing the date is more of a symbolic one. I think that if the date was changed, then the next thing would be, oh, we'll change the flag, then we'll change the anthem, and then we'll change something else. And so I think there's a... you know, get up, and the Greens like to work on social change. I tend to focus more on practical things that we can do, and I think that the best way we can honour our past is to build a better country for the future. And I think that you know, Australia Day should be for everyone.
Oh, well said. Mark Colton, our federal member for the electorate of Parks. Great to hear your thoughts on this conversation that is really sparking chats all across the country. Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure, Pippa. And Jimmy, thank you. Anytime you want to chat, I'm sitting in the car somewhere.
Oh, absolutely amazing, mate. We'll keep your number on speed dial. Stand by, smash your cash up next. Yeah. You're on Dubbo on the Central West, number one. Good morning, everybody. Pippa, Jimmy on the air for Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. 30 degrees have already hit at 8:44.
Yeah, look, there's been a bit of a debate starting to emerge in the Hit 93.5 office this week over Dubbo's unofficial name, which we all know very well is Dub Vegas. Now, Jimmy, you spoke earlier this week on the show about how there was an article that came out over Christmas about how towns that like to tack on Vegas to the end of their names. Obviously, it's been Dub Vegas since the beginning of time. But you put a suggestion forward that you think we should change the name from Dub Vegas to Dub Angeles.
And what a great suggestion it was, may I say myself. And what a great response I've received from the community.
Great wouldn't be the adjective I would choose to describe this, because since talking about this, what I thought would just be a casual, offhanded, you know, sort of little segment that we chatted about at 8:55 on the radio, you've now taken that and you've turned it into what can only be described as a campaign for change.
Look, I've hit the streets of Dubbo. I am convincing people one by one that we need to change the name Dub Vegas to Dub Angeles. And it's really, you know what? The feel, the community feel has been fantastic. I was actually out at Darrow Park Shops yesterday.
Right.
And the support for Dub Angeles, phenomenal.
I find that hard to believe. And as you can probably hear, I have zero support for your idea.
Thanks.
And I challenged you yesterday to go out after the show and find five individuals that have not been bribed or, you know, persuaded in any way, shape or form that they genuinely believe that we should call it Dub Angeles instead of Dub Vegas. And today, now, is the time where you reveal those results.
Well, I'm going to admit straight away, I didn't get five.
So that would mean you failed. That's a big F-A-I-L for you. So you failed the challenge. The challenge was five. You didn't get five.
Well,
case closed.
Take a listen.
That's my case closing.
Take a listen, Pippa, because I got some really good community support on this issue.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Nalinda, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
You know how Dubbo is like called Dub Vegas?
Yes.
I think we should officially change it to Dub Angeles.
Oh my gosh, it would be worth a shot.
Sounds good, mate.
Do you reckon? What do you reckon sounds better, Dubbo or Dub Angeles?
I think they just stuck with Dub Vegas, actually.
You've gone Dub Vegas. So you prefer Dub Angeles over Dub Vegas?
Yeah, sounds better.
What do you reckon, Dub Vegas or Dub Angeles?
Dub Angeli.
Yeah, see, there you go. Three people who I interviewed. Sorry, I was a bit lazy with my interview. I'm not a journalist.
Yeah, right.
She'll get Mel from Channel 9 to help me out.
Could have.
Three. Two of them said yes. One said no. That's 66%.
So, but it's not five.
Yeah, but still 66% of the population from a sample size of three.
The challenge was five.
Yeah, I know.
So you failed your challenge.
But I proved my point.
Did you though?
Yeah.
I don't know if you did.
Yeah.
You can also have your say at the Hit 93.5 Facebook page. Mate, have you had a look at the responses that are on there?
No.
If you want to do a percentage from this sample size, I think you'll find that Dub Angeli's, the whole idea has been stuck firmly in the bin.
Really?
Yes. Dub Vegas all the way.
You're welcome to give us a call 13 12 16 on it as well.
Yeah. Just let Jimmy know that the idea is dead. Let it go.
Oh, thanks, Pippa.
No worries.
When I was 6 years old.
On Dub on the Central West, number one. Good morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy at 8:51. On 13, 12, 16, right now, we are asking if you're in support of changing Dubbo's official nickname from Dub Vegas to Dub Angeli's. Give us a call.
Well, guess who's on the line, Jimmy?
Someone called up about my idea for Dub Angeli's.
Mayor of Dubbo himself, Councillor Ben Shields. Hey, Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Oh, how are you going? I'd like to say it's a good morning, but look, I've got to ring up and just say it. Look, what is going on with Jimmy and this? How can I even explain it, this idea?
Mm,
Ben, so, you know, as in the words of that other politician, please explain.
Ben, I am just going to let you take the stage. What are your thoughts on Jimmy's idea of changing the name of Dub Vegas to Dub Angeli's?
Cheap and tacky.
Good start.
Is that how you call it? Tacky, attention-seeking, stupid nonsense. Really, come on.
Mayor, this is... I'm putting myself out there with this. I've attempting to change Dubbo folklore here with this.
Mm.
So you're not happy?
No, I'm not happy at all. Look, this was actually, you know, Dub Vegas was actually born at this radio station in the year 2000 when I first gave it to the original Brecky crew that was here.
Okay.
So I've been around for a very, very long time. Then I just get this, like, you know, this pipsqueak coming along and just wanting to change it just like that overnight just for the sake of change. Well, not on.
I like that.
So, you know, it's just not on, not at all. I think it's absolutely atrocious, frankly, and there's no way I'm going to be changing and spending a dollar changing any of the stationery.
Brilliant.
Is there Dub Vegas stationery?
Well, that's why I can commit to not spending a dollar.
Great. I'm loving this. You have just really shut this down, Mayor Ben Shields.
No, but look, you just can't jump around with different brands every second day. Like, seriously, if you were a proper professional marketing branding type person, no, you just can't change it every second day. So, look, as I say, Jimmy, I suppose his heart's in the right place. I just don't think his mind is.
Now, Ben, I'm just going to put it out there right now. Everything you've used is a motive just then. You've got absolutely no logic behind your arguments that you're using against Dub Angeli's.
I'm just going to stop both of you right there because what this is starting to sound like is a debate.
Okay.
Do we maybe... I don't want us to run over time on the show today. Do we maybe need to allow a little bit more breathing space for you two to really go head-to-head on this issue?
I've got a lot to say on it. Ben?
I reckon it's a great idea. Look, I think we should go... for a full-blown, like, do it properly, we'll have a full-blown, proper debate. Jimmy thinks he's pretty smart, he thinks he's pretty cluey and all that sort of stuff. You know, let's face it, he's known as a smart aleck. Well, let me put him in his place.
Okay, look, I'm not going to argue with you on that, Ben. Okay, what about live on radio tomorrow morning, right here on Hit 93.5, Mayor of Dubbo, Ben Shields v Jimmy Love. Should Dubbo's unofficial name be changed from Dub Vegas to Dub Angeli's? Ben, you can take the Dub Vegas stance, and Jimmy, you can pitch your argument for why it should be Dub Angeli's.
Okay, I don't know if I've got that much more to say on it, but I'm up for it, Ben, if you are.
Oh, look, you know, what do they say? I will tear you like a Kleenex at a snot party.
Whoa,
he has thrown it down the gauntlet. Trashing my town like Jimmy's trying to do.
Mayor of Dubbo, Ben Shields, that's all we're letting you say for this morning. But when should we do it, Pippa? Tomorrow, maybe?
Tomorrow morning, right here this time.
Okay.
Live on air. Ben, we're going to have you in the studio and the two of you are going to go head-to-head. I'll adjudicate to make sure it doesn't turn into a blood sport, but we'll settle this once and for all.
Fair enough. Carrie Bickford.
sorry that I let you down.
Dub on the Central West, number one. Yeah, morning. Pippa Jimmy on the air. Stand by because Pete's on air just in a few moments' time. Pippa, I'm mentally going to have to spend the rest of today preparing for my debate against the mayor.
You have a political debate with the mayor of Dubbo. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good because I'm really confident on what I stand for.
If you have just joined us or if you missed it, this time tomorrow, Mayor Ben Shields v Jimmy Love, should Dubbo's unofficial name be changed from Dub Vegas to Dub Angeles? You are firmly campaigning for Dub Angeles, and Ben is firmly opposing you to stick with Dub Vegas. I can't wait for this.
I'm looking forward to it as well because I reckon he's got nothing.
You reckon?
Nothing. The mayor's got nothing.
Don't know about that.
Okay, we're a little bit over time, so we better jump out of here. But hopefully we get to meet KP today in Dubbo.
Oh, Kevin Peterson, my friend. I'll tell you right now, if I meet him, I'm going to talk to him like this.
Can you actually, I'll record the whole thing.
Yes.
If you talk to him like that, see if he picks up that you're not actually South African.
That is a great idea. Yes. I'm going to talk to him myself like I'm from South Africa.
If he was Asian, though, and you did that, it would be racist, wouldn't it?
If he tries to talking to me in Zulu or like some kind of South African language, I will be done for sure.
You sound like the guy, who's that guy with no legs who's in jail?
No, I don't. Not Oscar Pistorius. Oh, you know, no, we can't talk about him.
Not about him?
No, not about him.
Okay, can't wait. See you tomorrow, everyone, 6 a.m. Bye.
Bye.